everyone, this is Rain for Res Life. Many of you are probably familiar with J.R.R. Tolkien's fantasy, The Lord of the Rings, and its famous character, Gollum. In case you don't know, Gollum began as a normal person with family and friends, who was part of a community and loved normal activities like fishing. But when he came across a ring with mystical powers, he became consumed and lost sight of all that mattered to him. His greed and idolization of this ring slowly caused him to leave behind all that he had valued before and to transform into a hideous creature that lived away in the depth of caves, scrounging for fish and bugs and viciously attacking anyone who came close, afraid they had come to steal away his ring, his precious. His idolatry isolated him so much that he was no longer recognizable. Perhaps whatever idol is in your life hasn't twisted you quite so far yet, but consider the long-term effects of following something other than your loving Creator God. He never intends you harm, while many of the things we tend to idolize in our lives, beauty, drugs, power, sex, and wealth, not only isolate us from God and others, but bring great pain and destruction. Listen to what the Lord says in Isaiah 44, 6 through 11. Quote, "The Lord, who rules and protects Israel, the Lord Almighty, has this to say. I am the first, the last, the only God. There is no other God but me. Could anyone else have done what I did? Who could have predicted all that would happen from the very beginning to the end of time? Do not be afraid, my people. You know that from ancient times until now, I have predicted all that would happen, and you are my witnesses. Is there any other God? Is there some powerful God I've never heard of?" End quote. All those who make idols are worthless, and the gods they prize so highly are useless. Those who worship these gods are blind and ignorant, and they will be disgraced. It does no good to make a metal image to worship as a god. Everyone who worships it will be humiliated. The people who make idols are human beings and nothing more. Let them come and stand trial. They will be terrified and will suffer disgrace. End quote.